Fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet. Only on 95 BFM.
Live and direct. Hello.
Oh, hello. I'm here.
She's here.
I'm here in real life.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. It's good to not be at my house, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm getting kind of sick of...
the four walls of your lounge.
My own vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. We all feel that.
Stewing in my own vibe. Feel like I need to add a spoonful of sugar.
And that is DFM.
And that's us.
That's us. I'm excited to talk about... Actually, I'm slightly nervous about the topic we're talking about today.
Yeah, we're talking about the sins and crimes of the landlord class. No, we're not. Actually, Rachel,
what are we
talking
about?
Today, we're going to be talking about baby tour.
I hate it. I hate it.
I felt like a wave of anger just pass over my body then, which was like very, you know, visceral. And nothing to do with you, everything to do with the baby talk.
Well, see, so this has been kind of an interesting thing for me to look into, because I just don't really do it. And looking at this research, it seems that is totally unnatural and weird. Pretty much everybody does it. And they do it as a kind of a natural response to babies. And they love to hear it.
So when you're talking to a baby, I know we should get to baby talking in a second, but when you're talking to a baby, are you just like, g'day, mate?
Like me personally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just having a yarn.
Oh, hey, how's it going? What are you up to today? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
standard. I mean, that's how I talk to my cat as well.
Yeah. See, okay, we can get into the subcategories of baby talk in a minute, specifically when it comes to pets, but I'm guilty of baby talk when it comes to actual babies. A good friend of mine has just had a baby, and, you know, I've never seen a group of art school nerds go less, like, goofy than all, like, trying to talk to a little baby, you know? Everyone gets a bit ridiculous.
And
we all just have to accept that none of us are being cool when we're talking to Willa. Shout out to Willa. You know, just, everyone's just like got the baby voice on and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I guess I kind of, maybe it's like a self-conscious thing. I'm just like constantly broadcasting.
Yeah.
You're a professional.
But okay, let's start off by talking about like what is baby talk? Because I feel like we all have a kind of an intuitive grasp. It's also called, and I hate this, motherese.
What?
Yeah, which some people don't like because it's not gendered. It's not particularly gendered. Like everyone does it. It's also called infant directed speech or IDS.
I like that one.
It sounds like a condition.
Yeah, you could definitely go to the doctor for IDS, I reckon. The main features of it are this kind of like elongation of vowels.
Oh, yeah.
A kind of a raising of pitch, and also an exaggeration of the pitch of sentences, often with that kind of like raising, like questioning inflection towards the.
So basically, all New Zealanders are speaking in a little bit of baby speak all the time because we come up at the end of a sentence.
Well, yeah, a little bit, but the other thing is timbre.
So timbre
is like refers to the quality of sound.
Okay.
And so there's like this quality of the sound softens. It's less kind of nasal. It's less throaty. It's a bit more. It's a little bit more here. Oh, hello, Rachel.
Oh, Jesus.
How are you going today?
Oh no.
And babies love this. Statistically.
True.
Babies, you talk to a baby like this, they're clapping, they're slapping their thighs, they're loving
enough.
It, they're popping the champagne, they're putting on their little paper crown, they're doing all the things we do when we're happy.
Exactly.
And it also helps children to learn language.
Rowan has just texted and say, speak normally and improve their vocabulary.
That's
the most Rowan thing ever.
This has also been my perspective, but I think I'm going to have to change it now after actually researching it. Because children learn language faster when you speak to them like this.
Oh, true. Really? Okay.
So part of it is probably to do with the ability to like discriminate between different sounds because you're really exaggerating the sounds of your speech. And also the boundaries because it's quite like... you get these like clips and you also have the pitch so you can see like this is a section of me talking.
Okay, yeah.
And now this is another section.
True. True, that makes a lot of sense. I also find when I'm talking to babies, I repeat myself a lot. And I don't do that on purpose.
Yeah, no, that's another thing. The repetition is an important factor of it. That is like a feature.
Mm.
But it's not just babies, Rach. Did you know that adults are able to learn foreign languages more easily if they hear it in baby talk?
Now, this does not surprise me because I did French at high school, as many people did, and remember talking to a French colleague of my mum's child and talking to their child in French. I knew everything that kid was saying. When the mum started speaking, absolutely no idea. But when the kid was speaking to me in French, I was like, I know what this is all about. I know what's happening here. I have the French vocabulary of a 4.5-year-old. This is great news. So I'm not surprised by that, that adults can pick it up like that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And but things start getting a little bit more kind of like, why does this happen? When we start talking about how people use baby talk with animals and with their intimate partners.
Oh, no.
So weirdly, people will naturally go into baby talk with like a dog. But also, if you tell them to talk to a picture of a dog, they'll do it.
Really?
Yeah. People just have this natural response. And I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff we can go into about how domesticated animals naturally have softer features like a baby, and maybe that is triggering some kind of thing.
Mm.
But the kind of the hot theory for why people do this with pets and intimate partners is because it signals like a special linguistic world.
Ooh.
So one of the other things with babies is that when you speak with IDS to them, they know you're talking to them.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because you'll be having a yarn and then you'll be like, baby's like, ha ha, I've clocked that. That one's for me.
And so there's an element of using this with like special people or things, if you want to call a dog a thing.
Rude.
Where like it kind of signals this special kind of relationship. And so people who have like pet names for their partners and have like special speech patterns for their partners tend to be happier in relationships.
Oh, gosh.
Even though they make the rest of us very unhappy. Because they're so gross.
Don't want to yuck anyone's yum, to borrow a very Zoe phrase here.
Thank you.
But it's one of those things where I'm like, you know what, you go off, you do that, but I just don't want to hear it.
Don't do it in public.
Don't want to hear it.
God.
Well, that's the thing. You hear it and you're like, oh, I'm not involved in this speech world. This idiolect does not involve me. Well, it's not even jealous. You're just like, it's not me, not for me. This one's not me.
Therefore,
yeah.
I don't like it.
I have been given the ick. Jin's texted in to say that he baby talks to little humans, cats, dogs, ducks, magpies, tui, and trees, even any basically any living being that isn't actually an adult human. You know what? You do you, Jin.
Fair enough.
That sounds great.
I'm gonna have to start trying it out on my cat, although hopefully she doesn't feel too disrespected.
Oh, you know how the Lorax speaks for the trees?
For the trees, yeah.
Do you reckon when he's speaking to the trees, it's in baby talk?
Nah.
Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Cedar. How are you doing today?
And then you have to one-up it and Dr. Seuss yourself and do it in rhyme as well.
Seuss yourself.
I'm glad to know that it's like...
It's very natural. Everyone does it.
Cool, okay.
Apart from apparently me. So...
Yeah. That's a whole different maybe world to go down. Why don't people do it? I feel validated by that, I have to say. And you know what? I hope everybody who baby talks to their partner feels validated too, because that's your prerogative. That's your right. You do you. Please don't do it in public. You picked a song. Shall we listen to that? Before I get cancelled.
This is Christina Quesada with Be My Baby.
Oh, great choice. Sorry, I pulled your mic down.
I was just saying it's good to be in the studio.
Oh, it's great to have you here.
Nice to be back.
It's great to have you here. Thank you. The song actually rules, though.
So good.
We've got some good texts about baby speak. Someone says they've read that this squeaky, high-pitched baby talk is encouraged when you're trying to train your animals. It's like positive reinforcement for dogs. And this person reckons they do respond to it, so give it a go. Maybe that's why my dog is so badly behaved.
Aww.
I just didn't baby talk him when he was a puppy. And now he's an old, scraggly dog man.
I feel like I sometimes baby talk my cat, Fleur Boudica.
Boo Boo the Dragon.
Boo Boo the Dragon, oh God.
The fact that that is your cat's nickname, I think, probably. There's your answer. Someone else missed the bit where we were saying motherese is very sexist, so that's why people don't use it. Just so you know. Someone else says, you just gotta roll with it. You just gotta roll with it. You can't fight it, feel it. You know what? Fair. Fair enough.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.